It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue.
Yay, Jeff!
Yo!
What's up, Jeff?
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Super amazing and terrific.
Yes!
You know, any time that you can start your week off with Bone Thugs and Harmony,
yeah.
First of the month.
Yeah.
We started off our show.
Yeah, we did. Crossroads played early this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. It's good stuff.
So you won't be lonely.
That's
right. Yeah. And I'm going to miss everybody, you know.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Boy, that takes me back right there.
Me too.
That takes me down the memory lane.
Trip down memory lane.
Yeah. Little days of school dances and whatnot.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dancing at Aces Teen Club.
Yeah.
Aces Teen Club.
Oh, yeah. Sarah can tell you all about
that. That was my place as a youngster growing up around here.
Oh, okay.
They don't have the building even anymore that it was in.
It's
but
no more.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But it was big back in the day.
Yeah.
I was, unfortunately, that was...
You were in
Illinois at the time. I was in Illinois until 2010, so... But I can... a lot of my Illinois family is not very happy today, so...
Why?
Why is that?
The Illinois gas tax went into effect today, so...
Oh,
yeah, but they legalized marijuana, so...
They did. Well, it's legal... It's legal July 1, 2020. I'm sorry, January 1, 2020.
Oh, I thought it was now.
No, they passed the legislation to get it going and have it ready. So, yeah, it doesn't take effect until January.
Oh, okay. You have to cancel that road trip.
Yeah, well.
You just postpone it. We're not going to cancel it.
Oh, okay.
It.
All right.
I just postpone it.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, so what's going on there at ACU,
much
Jeff?
Much love to all my friends and family in Illinois, but man, I love Iowa.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So I just wanted to kind of give a couple updates. First off, with the remodel update. So we are cruising.
Good.
We are in the very last stages of the remodel. Projected finish date is July 4th. Nice part about projections is that sometimes you're on them and sometimes you're not. And we're close. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we
good.
Can just say that.
Close is good.
Close is good. We've got a brand new teller line. Mm-hmm. We've got all the offices are pretty much done on both sides. The main lobby is kind of still what we're just kind of finishing up. And, you know, that should be wrapping up. And then it's over.
That's exciting. I can't wait to see the final project.
Yeah, I can't either. I rarely go inside,
right.
Just occasionally, because I always use the drive-thru.
Right, yeah.
But I'm going to make it a point to get inside once you're done. I think it'll be neat.
So stay tuned. We will be, at some point, announcing when we're planning on doing, like, a grand opening and the whole kind of thing. So that's not going to be in July. Mm-hmm. We're probably looking at a September date where we're just going to, you know, officially have the grand opening and, of course, a ribbon cutting and
fun.
All that kind of stuff.
The whole nine yards.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great.
I'm pretty sure the board chair for the chamber, that guy, he's...
I heard that guy's really, really just difficult for everyone
sketchy.
To get along with.
He's sketchy.
Would this be our boss?
No, it would be Jeff.
Oh, you're
but
the
board
chair.
But it's too funny that you said is it the boss.
Yeah.
Well, I knew the boss was on the board.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I didn't know who the head honcho was, and that would be you.
That it's would be me. I am the head honcho right now.
All right.
So we have that going on. And then we have our... We have our 1% cash back kind of deal that we're doing right now. And I'm sure, you know, that's been playing on the radio for some months, June. So that's for June and July. So that's for any purchases, any auto purchases that people are having. Because, of course, summer is the time for travel.
Right.
And this is the time of year when a lot of people are just trading in their old cars and getting in the new ones. And
you know, I was watching an interview with the head of the Federal Reserve, and he was talking about how car sales are just through the roof in this economy.
I tell you what, I mean, we're busy.
Yeah, yeah. People need to come on in and
we're
see
busy.
What kind of rates you have.
No joke. I mean, I say this every time, but our loan department does an absolutely fantastic job. I'd like to welcome back. Today is Shelby Hobbs. She's our loan processor. Today is her first day back. I haven't seen her yet because I came straight here, so I'm super excited that she's back.
Yay, Shelby!
Yay, Shelby!
Woo! Yes. So we had, and we still have two, well, they're all women at the credit union except for me. Two women named Shelby, both 9 months, are both pregnant, due 2 weeks apart.
Oh, how funny is that?
What a coinciding.
Yeah.
So our first Shelby comes back today, so after a little Waylon came along. So.
Oh, little Waylon.
Little Waylon, yeah.
Waylon Jennings, that's neat.
That's great.
I believe that is the reference. I can't imagine why it wouldn't be, because I've only ever heard of one Waylon.
Yeah, the one Waylon. You know, I hear a lot of people actually, you know, that are getting their car loans or getting cars or whatever, and I feel like they always... you know, do go to Advantage Credit Union, because that's where you need to go for this. You save people some serious money there.
We do. I actually got to call someone. I called someone last month and let them know Ashley had worked on one, and when they refinanced, they saved $10,000.
Wow.
And so, yep.
It's so, just, is this something... I have my car.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it for what now? 2 years, maybe? Maybe 3 years. I guess, do you just come in and see if it can be refinanced?
Oh, yeah, easy.
That's all you do?
And the best thing, I mean, you don't even have to come in. I mean, you can call us, and then, you know, our phone number is text capable.
Wait, didn't you already do this for me?
So, yeah. No, I
get. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well, this time you had to unlock my car. You had to unlock it because you wouldn't. I'm not allowed to get in it when it's locked.
Yeah, and then I said, don't tell everyone how messy it is, and you did anyway.
Well,
I've cleaned it since.
Didn't you have to get the VIN number or something like
that?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
But it's that easy. My point is, it's that easy. You can just go to them and be like, hey, could you save me some money? And
that's it.
You know, that's why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, those big numbers that we get a lot of times are from people, one or two scenarios. They're people that have maybe had some credit mistakes in the past. And when they got that car loan, their credit was not so good, and so a lot of lenders would take advantage of that, and they'll really put you in at 22% to 25% interest.
Wow.
And those, you know, people don't really look at the cost of finance. They look at how much is it a month, and really they start there.
And 25% interest seems like an awful lot.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, how often can you have money taken out, like, of your account for payments? Like, can you do it every other week? Can you do it monthly?
Oh, yeah. You can set up biweekly, weekly. Okay. You know, when the loan officers go through that process, they can get that set up for you. Obviously, the biweekly payments get that loan paid off faster. I'm sure that if there's some kind of a statistic out there, like if you do biweekly mortgage payments, you'll have your house paid off like 6 years early or something like that.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. So, so you can do that. And then, you know, that's all part of the kind of the closing paperwork. And they say, okay, how do you want to get it paid? And how do we want to do this? And, you know, there's, again, they just do a great job. But
phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Ashley and Paula and Shelby and Leslie, and they're all smiling all the
time. You do have a nice team
over
there. Our
Lone Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did. We have something new to just add to this. Okay, so June and July, we have our 1% cash back on the purchases. But, you know, we're getting to a lot of people are refinancing. All right, we're just talking about refinancing. And so we want to make sure that we give those people who come in that opportunity as well. And so we are going to give you two options. You can either fuel up with savings or wash away those high interest payments. So so for the month of July, anybody who comes in and does a refinance with us will either get $50 in a gas card from Hy-Vee Gas.
Wow.
Or they can get $50 in car washes from the Classic Car Wash.
How cool is that?
Yeah. So pretty nice thing to just kind of have on there.
That's
and
nice little perk.
We like to keep, we really, really, really like to take care of our members. And that's the thing. And, you know, I say this all the time, but working for a credit union, we're passionate about our members. Our members own the place. Mm-hmm. And if all it takes is $25 to join the credit union to be treated like you really do own the place, why would you not do that?
Right.
So, and the $25 goes in your savings account.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
pretty awesome.
That's right.
That's for sure. And I have to say, too, as far as, you know, financial institutions and what I've known of them, Advantage seems to do a lot more for people as far as learning your finances. Like, you offered the Dave Ramsey classes and stuff like that. It's just a really good place to figure out what you're doing.
Yeah, you try to help people.
That's right. That's right. You know, people helping people.
Right.
The credit union philosophy. And I did go through the financial coaching program. So I did do that back in May. So I've started to work with some of our members on that as well, as kind of, you know, when we go, when they come in, you know, if they have their credit report, we'll take a look at their credit report. We'll go through that and we'll say, you know, your payment, your credit score is a little, is low, and here's the reason why, or your credit, this is how we can get it to come back up. You know, a lot of people, the biggest thing I've noticed lately is, in the words of Aerosmith, people like to be living on the edge. So, because they can't help themselves from falling, you know. Now I got
Now
I got the lyrics stuck in my
head.
Did you graduate cum laude from the College of Musical Knowledge?
There you go. There you go. Well, you know, Weird Al made one, a parody to that called "Living in the Fridge."
Uh-huh.
So
I'll be seeing him July 30th.
I know.
I'm looking
in Cedar Rapids, right?
In Cedar Rapids.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Totally want to go.
Yeah.
But anyway, people like to be what I call living on the edge, whereas if they've got a $3,000 limit on their credit card, if they're hanging out at $2,800, that's one of the things that kind of drives your credit score and can kind of make it dip. Mm. Where, you know, if that available credit is a big part of your credit score. I'm not quite sure if it's 20% or 30%, but yeah. So if you're kind of pushing the parameters of where you should be on those outer limits of your credits, might want to really try to, you know, get a budget in place and pull it all back together, because if you can kind of reel that in, that's going to make your credit score go up as well. And don't be late with payments. That's
big time.
You're late on a mortgage payment. Oh, man.
That's a number on you, huh?
That does a number on you.
And once things like that start happening, it seems like it's real easy for it to keep happening.
That's right.
You know, it's a downward spiral. Well, yep. You don't want to get in.
It's a big domino effect.
Yeah. Well, always really helpful information when you come in, Jeff. Sure, appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And
Thank you very much.
Also, you guys, if you missed part of this and you're like, wait, what can I do about this? It's at our website, myiowainfo.com. We always keep this on there so you can go back and listen
That's right.
it.
That's right. And you can see our great commercial if you just turn on the stream.
That's right.
That's right. You'll see it at the beginning. The Lone Ranger. All right.
Before we go, I just want to let you know that I watched the video. Your son's got the best dance moves. And I watched one of the videos of the thing, you know.
Oh, the Orange Justice?
Yeah. And I seriously taught myself how to do it from his video.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I need to try it again because I haven't done it since. But I was like, I really want to know how to do that. So
yeah.
I watched his video and taught myself.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Your
it's
son
kind of,
taught me how to dance.
It's the running joke now that whenever my son is somewhere and he sees a video camera, he'll instantly start Orange Justicing. And so then I saw the rainbow, and of course...
Yeah, it was the rainbow one.
My son, he just turned 14. Yesterday was my son's 14th
no way.
Birthday. He's
going
to be a freshman.
Yay!
And so now we are... He is physically 14.
Yeah.
I am mentally 14.
Right.
And so we have a great time.
It's a great team you guys
and
have.
12 to 14, I don't know.
Yeah. So so I said he saw the rainbow, and of course my son has red hair.
Right.
And you know, he looks like a leprechaun. And so he said, "Well, I know what I'm going to do." So I started the videotape and I hit him on the one, and there you go.
It was a great video.
He started doing it.
That's awesome. Well, happy birthday to Brendan. Tell him thank you for teaching me how to dance too.
Okay.
I appreciate
that.
I'll
do that.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.